तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य गौरत्रये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्राप्य जन्तमनुपेतायनो विरह कातर्यायुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो तं सर्वभूतविधरं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणा भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलक्ष्य चित्ताश्च कामादितरं कामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना बिन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वन्दे चरणारविन्दं. First of all, my humble obeisance in the Lord's feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Pātparma, Aung Vishnu Vāsishma Bhakti Prakyam Visogastādhanā. And same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru Aung Vishnu Vāt, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedānta Swami. What is the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam? In a slope, in any one slope of Srimad Bhagavata, it can be told the substance of whole, essence of whole Srimad Bhagavata. Like Labdhvasutralabham. Bhavasam bhavante manushyam arthadam anityam apigatiyam turtam jateta napatetam mrityujava meshesyaya visharam kalu. Parikshit Maharaj is telling them, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit. But don't think that it is told for Parikshit Maharaj. Don't think. It is for whole creation, for whole universe. Like we see that Gita is told only for Arjuna. But it is wrong. They are very high class of devotee. Even Parikara of Krishna. So Gita is not for them. If they will hear, they will lament. Why Krishna is so telling all these bogus things to me? And that is why in the Mahatma of Gita it has been told. What? Gita dugdham amritam mahat sarva upanishado gao dugdha sudhir bhokta patso vatsa sudhir bhokta Gita amritam mahat. All the Upanishads are like cow having in her arms have so much milk, and path is what?
Cow.
So his all the milk is not for cow. No? Oh, he is only to show. No? If buts will come in front of cow, oh, they will give milk. Otherwise, no. So only for this reason he was standing. But it is for Sudhir Bhokta. All the human beings. For them, it has been told by Krishna. Arjun while lamenting. Why Krishna told to me, I am surrendered, not surrendered only, I am more so high associates of Krishna. I am Sakha of Krishna. And why these things? Oh, you should surrender. I don't know in what life I surrendered. No need of knowledge. So, Sukadeva Goswami is not telling for Prahlad. Oh, he was more than him. He played on the arms of Krishna. Oh, Sukadeva Goswami was not like that. So, in some cases, oh, Parikshit seems so much superior, very humble. And then it was told, Labha Sudurlabham Idam Bahusam Bhavante Manusham Arthadam Manitamapi Hadi Turnam Jati Tana Pate Dan Mritu Java Nise Vishaya Vishaya Khalu Sarvatasya. Oh, you should explain. Stand up. And you can come here. Oh, there is any use of paper?
Haribo.
Haribo. Standing. Very good learned person and very good speaker. Writer to his direct sish of Srila Bhakti Kedam.
ॐ ज्ञान चिदानन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीहृदये नमः. So should the Lord Maharaj has asked me to speak on this?
More louder, please.
Hold it up higher.
Don't see. No. Oh, she is like mother, we can see. But not always. Sometimes.
Srila Maharaj is asking to speak on this.
You can stand up easily there also. So much relation. Oh, you should go. You should go.
So before any, even we hear common truth, aphorism, it gives us deeper appreciation and better understanding if we know the context, when it was spoken, who has spoken it, the circumstances. So this verse originally is from the 11th canto, was spoken by the Avadhut Brahman to Maharaj Yadu and propelled him in his path to perfection. Personally, I was acquainted with this verse from our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, who included it in his excellent treatise on Guru Tattva, the universal teacher, and that Prabhupada thought that was so important that he wanted it included in every compilation of Vyasa Puja offerings, and so that's one of the jewels which is in his string of gems which Srila Prabhupada includes in that wonderful treatise. So, and we're also learning from the biography of Srila Bhakti Pradyan Keshav Maharaj that Srila Maharaj has given us, that in the life of Srila Puchapad, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in his first meeting with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur instructed him with that verse, Labha Sudurlabham Idam Bahusam Bhavante Manushyamarthadam Nityam Mahiham Jira Tornam Yate Ta Nabhatel Nisraya Sahaya Vishaya Kamsarvatasya. So, this human form of life, is very rare and difficult to obtain. And it bestows a special benefit, special boon, arthadam. Therefore, someone who is intelligent should turnam immediately, without delay, endeavor for that ultimate goal of life before this body becomes old and invalid. And because sense gratification, kalu sarvatasya, it's always available in all the other conditions and all the other species of life. So this unique opportunity of bhakti, of performing devotional service, which is there in the human form of life, should be taken advantage of. Tornam, immediately, just like the Goswamis. Tornam, shesha, mandala. Immediately they objected, consider all the wealth of this world, of which they had considerable. They were like kings, and they gave up immediately. So when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada spoke this verse to Srila Pujapada, to Srila Maharaj, he expressed how indelibly this impressed him deeply. And very soon, after returning home, he gave up his life for the service of Guru Vaishnavas.
By hearing so, this is slow.
Well, he was already very fertile ground for it. It was the impetus.
Catalyst,
yeah.
I want that same strong belief to come in you. And like Sridhar Maharaj, he left everything and he became surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. We should have this realization. And at once, quickly, we should give up all sense gratification in the power of all this
bodily happiness.
Truly join Krishna consciousness. And I have hope that you must do. For that I told that you should explain and you should realize these things. I'm not telling only for you, for all. What is the nisasaya khalu sarvatasya? What is that nisasaya? No. But you should realize these things. And very soon, without knowing, nisasaya khalu. Oh, at once, without delay. Delay is dangerous. What is Nishasa?
Om Jnananirandhasya Jnananjana Shadataya Chakshun Niditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudevaya. So, Nishreyasaya, Gurudev has ordered me to explain this. Nishreyas, Nit means to go very specifically. Shreyas means what is the beneficial, what is most beneficial. So nishreyas means that thing which is specifically beneficial. What is the ultimate goal of human life? Human life is not meant for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Dharmena hina, poshabhisamana. Human being who is not pursuing the goal of life, this which is his ultimate self-interest, that person is no better than an animal. So, in this human form of life, one must ascertain one's real self-interest. What is that? Oh, Sri Krishna, he is the ultimate soul of all souls. Guru Deva Tatma. And one should accept Sri Gurudev as good as Sri Hari, as good as Krishna. And that by serving Krishna, my real self-interest will be served. Why? Because anandamayo bhyasa. We seek pleasure. We seek happiness. But instead, in this world, bhayam kuti abhinivesha tasyat ishada petasi viparyo smriti hitan maya atobuda abhajetam bhaktyayayasham guru devatatma. Oh, we are overcome by fear, by the duality of entanglement in this world, where we seek happiness, we seek pleasure, but instead we find very little happiness and mixed with so much misery and so many problems. Therefore, nishreyasaya, for that which is our real self-interest, which is actually beneficial, that we will only find in Krishna consciousness, in the association of pure devotees, in the at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev.
Very good. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you. Turnam. What is the meaning of turnam? Advance without delay. From beginning. Begin today. Not today.
Just now.
Or prepare a saffron cloth very soon. Nisheshaya? Oh, we are explaining it about from our Ele, Beja,
Yaktu.
What is Nisheshaya? Not Krishna. Krishna Prem. No? And what kind of Prem? Like Hanuman? Like Pandavas? More than that, Uddhava? No. We will not reject, but we will do pranam. And by passing. What we want? Radha Mercy? How Radha, Srimati Radhika serving Krishna? No. Also doing so much pranam. This is go. But this is because of Srila,
Srila.
Who are they? Tambularpana Bhatamartam. Payodana Vishara. Oh, that Rukmanjari Mukha Dasika Sanseyam. Oh, the Dasyam of Rupa Goswami and Rukmanjari. Then you will be perfect. And that is called Nisheshaya. This is the topmost Nisheshaya. So you should realize all things and don't waste it a single moment time for sense gratification. Always try to maintain anyhow your life, but this should be aim and object of our life. Now we should come in our subject. We have come up to Uddhava or not yet?
Up to
Pandavas. Narada is glorifying so much Pandava. So Pandavas are bosom friend. Krishna is their servant. Even washing and massaging his horses. What to tell Pandava? Kunti like mother. Yudhishthira like father, mother and
elder brother.
Bhim. Oh, like brother, and like Sakha, and Arjun, more like Sakha, but some happiness, sometimes. Draupadi more than any Pandava, Sakhi. So we have explained all these things. Try to know all these things. And then, oh, Pandavas told that we are very unfortunate. Oh, he teaches us Gita. Oh, be Saranagata. Oh, we are very unfortunate. And also, when Krishna does any service, we become very shame. And sometimes against our wishes, he became charioteer. He was washing the horses of Arjun and massaging. Why? You know? One was told to Arjun. Why? You know? Not for us, not for me, but to kill demons. And he directly not killed so much, but oh, I will have to kill. Even I did not want to kill Bhisham Pitama, Dronacharya and others. But when I used to be
gentle.
What word? I used to tell that I cannot fight with Drona, Bhisham Pitama. Oh, they are my guru, they are my Pitama. But Krishna used to inspire me and force me. That you should kill them all. Oh, how dangerous he was. I know Bhisham Pitama was a high class bhakta too. But he enforced me to kill. Oh, this was very, very bad.
Bhisham told in this tika that Hey Krishna, have you killed your guru? Then if not, sir, why are you asking me to kill
my anyone
guru?
Cannot kill his guru.
And grandfather.
More than father. But he told me again and again, oh, you should shoot him. So he has not serving us and very near and dear. But why? To protect whole universe. To help
the demigods,
demigods and to kill.
He
has forced to kill. So he can. Or if you want to see any high class of reservoir of love and affection of Krishna, oh, at once you should fly to Dwarka. And that, what you will see there? Who is Uddhav? Vishninam Prabhu. Mantri Krishnasya Daita Sakha Shishyo Brihaspati Sakshat Uddhava Buddhi Saptama. What is the meaning? You can tell sitting.
Rishinam Prabhu Mantri. Among the Vrishni dynasty, then Uddhavji is Prabhu. He is the best. Why? You know that Vasudeva Maharaj, the father of Krishna, had a brother. His brother's name is Devabhar. So the son of Devabhar was Uddhav. In this way, Uddhav is in Vrishni dynasty and he is the cousin of Krishna. And from his birth, he was completely dedicated to Krishna. From his childhood, he would worship the deity of Krishna. Oh, so devotedly that he would not even eat anything or take any water until his puja and chanting of mantras and everything was completed. So, Rishninam Prabhu Mantri, Krishna accepted Uddhav to be his mantri, his minister. And when he had to make any important decisions, then he would take shelter of Uddhav and receive advice from him. Rishninam Prabhu Mantri, Krishnasya Daita Sakha. He is Krishna's Daita. Daita means Data Atmanam. Who has given his heart completely to Krishna? He is called Krishna's Daita, Niran Devan. Krishnasya Daita Sakha. And he's also a friend, very close friend of Krishna. He's very qualified because Sakshat Brihaspati Shishya. He is the direct disciple of Brihaspati, the guru of all the demigods. So he's very expert in all different types of arts and knowledge and diplomacy. He's very tactful. And Uddhava Buddhi Sattamaha. His buddhi, his intelligence is completely pure. And therefore he can be absorbed in Krishna 24 hours a day.
Krishna has told himself for Uddhava. Na tatha priyatama atma yogni na sankaraha na cha sankarsano na si na eva atma. Uddhav, you are my most dearest. Even Brahma, he being son of Shankar, being none different to me, Shankarsan, my brother, Sri Lakshmi, Evatma, my life is not dear like you. And you are so much mighty. Also, Krishna has told Uddhava, Naudhava Pannapi Matniva. Don't think that Uddhava is even some
inferior to me.
Inferior. Don't think. He is like me. Sometimes he can be more than me. So how Uddhava is? So you should go to Uddhava. And now went there and glorifying him. Uddhav then told, oh, don't tell us. Don't tell us. I know that I myself so high class of devotees of Krishna. And also I know what? That Krishna sometimes brought Pariyat Pushpa from where?
Heaven,
planet, and gave it to Rukmini. And he also brought whole tree and he planted in the courtyard of Satyabhama. You know? Once Krishna was sitting in the court council of all the queens like Rukmini, Satyabhama, all were there. 1600 also queens were there. And at once Nara came there, taking a flower of Parijat from heaven. And he told Krishna, "Oh, please take this flower. And I want that you should give at once to your most beloved queen." Oh, Krishna thought that, "Oh, this Nara is very tricky. He wants to sell me in a problem. If I will give it to Rukmini, Satyabhama and all others will be angry. And it will take so much time to pacify them. And if I am going to Satyabhama, then others. If I am going to give it to anyone,
other
will be angry." Nara told that, "Oh, I have so many business to do here and there. Please, you should give in my presence at once, because I have to go." Then Krishna thought that, "What should I do?" But again he was requested. Then all were sitting there, and he closed his eyes and gave it to Rukmini. He thought that if I will
look,
then all will see that I am giving. So, like ignorant, he gave it to you. And at once, like a serpent, like this hung off. And Satyabhama ran away to his palace. And he took his all garments and all ornaments.
Throw it.
And took some worn and old and very dirty clothes. And she began to weep in his Kopbhavan.
Anger room.
For queens, the kings used to make an anger room. They used to know that if she is in anger room, then, I will have to pacify. So, she went in that and began to weep loudly. All his maid servants were pacifying her now. Oh, Krishna said, very wrong, very wrong. Oh, I should go and pacify her. He went there and he kept his hands on the body of Satyabhama. But she thought out, "And go up at once from here. I don't believe. You are cheated. You cheated me and insulted me in all councils." And she began to move. Krishna told that, "Listen me something. I have given one flower to Rukmini and you are so much upset. I will bring the whole plant, the tree from heavenly plant, and I will plant it in your court. Oh, you cannot do. I know. Even a flower you could not give me, and you bring tree. Oh, be pacified. Come with me." And he called Garuda, and Garuda came. And then at once, both seated on
Garuda.
And Krishna went there in heavenly plant. And he did fight with Indra and demigods and defeated them and
uprooted one tree
and brought to where? In the court of Satyavan. Then he told that invite all the queens. Also, Rukmini. So Rukmini also came and all the queens came. Oh, Rukmini saw that Krishna is planting that Parijat tree in the courtyard of Satyabhama. He was something feeling in heart, but not openly he was doing anything. Then Krishna told, oh Satyabhama, you see, I gave only one flower and you became so upset. And I'm giving whole tree in your courtyard and he is glad here. Oh, can you learn something from this? So Krishna was doing all these things. Also, you know that he brought Sudharma Sabha. From where?
Heavenly planet.
Oh. Defeating all demigods again. Why he did? Because he knew that there are some false ego that we are the king of all universe. To crush their this false ego. He did so. He brought that Sudharma Sabha in Dwarka.
Sudharma Sabha and Pariyat Ekasangi
in the Shivan. Kajanavar. So he. So Krishna, how serving Jarvad in Dwarka? And also, you should know Ugrasen, the father of Kans. He made Kans emperor and told, I am your servant. Please give me order what to do. And I will bring taxes from all over the universe and I will pay you. Don't be worried. So order. Oh, he became servant. And also you know, Sankarsan is his brother. Who is father?
Vasudev
Maharaj. Vasudev Maharaj. Mother. Roni, mother. There are so many brothers. And also, Krishna has so many sons. 10 sons from each queen and one daughter. Then how it might maybe? 11 into
16,000.
So many sons, daughters. And after that, Aniruddha and so many grandsons. So many wives of the grandsons and all. All were related to, blood related to Krishna. They are Atmi and Swajan. So Krishna, there, in this respect, in this, what? In sambandha, relation, blood relation. Pandavas had no blood relation, but they were like brothers, friends. But they are, so how glorious is, glorious are the Dwarkavasi, Jadavas. Also, you should know that when he went and told to Uddhav, Uddhav admitted, we are very high class of devotee and Krishna is my very dear. And what Krishna has told, I accept all. That as him mantri, his friend, his das and everything. I admit all this. But there is something. What is that? I lament. Why is lamenting you? Then he told. I was proud of this, that I am serving Krishna in so many ways. But my all
pride,
false ego was crushed when I went to Vrindavan. When I saw the glories of gopis, how their love is like Everest mountain. How deep, more than Pacific Ocean. How no end, no border, no sima. Ananta. Agab. Gopi Dab is there. I could not
measure
their love and affection. So, if you want to see, oh, then go there. How glorious! All Brajavasi. Oh, Bhagyam. Oh, Bhagyam. Nanda Gopa Prajaukasam. Janamitram. Paramananda. Purna Brahma Sanatana. Purna Brahma Sanatana Krishna. Supreme authority. Supreme of Supreme. Lots of Lords, Krishna. Very powerful. Very sweet and all having all powers. In a moment he can destroy the whole universe and create again all millions of universes. But he wants to serve the gopis. So, oh, Krishna, that Krishna who is friends of all in Nanda, Braja, Nanda Gaon, or in Braja, everywhere. His mitra, his son, his friend of all the Brajavasi. Also, what he is telling, Uddhav, that etah param tanuprito bho veo kubhato govinda eva akhilatmani rudhbhava vanchati jat bhavyo munayo bayancha jat kim brahma janma bhi ananta katha. What is telling? Eta param tam who has taken the human form in this world. In this world, oh, this earth is so fortunate. Why? Because gopis are there. Otherwise, no glorification of earth. So, Govinda eva akhilatmani rudha bhava. Krishna is the soul and life of all universe. No? Govinda, especially soul of life of go, gopi, go, cows, and calves and cows. Though he lives in Golok, all top to bottom. And one chant is jata bhava bhiyo. Those who are fearing from this world, and all munis, vancha. Myself, and like myself, so many rishis, muni and others. We want what? To serve that Krishna with gopis, especially with gopis. Kim Brahma Janmi? We don't want to be Brahma or Brahman Janma, but in Brahman dynasty. Or to be Brahma, those who are drinking the nectar of Krishna, sweet pastimes, they don't want all these things. So glorifying all the gop and gopis and everyone. One, what more? Asamaho charanarin yusamaham syam vrindavanam kimapi gurma salau shabira Jardusvajana Swarija Patanta Hitva Bheje Mukunda Pasavim Suti Bhimitam. Can you explain?
Om Ajahn Sivan Bhasya.
No, no. Don't waste time. We have no time. Don't laugh.
So this verse, which Srila Gurudev is quoting, spoken by Uddhava, after he had stayed with the gopis in Vrindavan and witnessed their unparalleled, unlimited, unbounded love for Krishna. So at that time he realized his own position in relation to their development of the highest inconceivable praying. So he spoke this verse. And in this verse, he is begging for a particular birth in Vrindavan. Asa maho charana reinu jisham aham shyam. Vrindavane kimapi gulmalatosha dhinam. Here, Uddhava is saying that my desire, my asha, is that I can take my birth in Vrindavan, but I want to take my birth in a very lowly species, simply some creeper or some bush in Vrindavan. And on the side of the pathway through the forest, I want to be situated there. Because if I am situated there, there is very great opportunity for me that as the gopis are passing by, that the transcendental dust, charana renu, their transcendental exalted dust from their lotus feet, it will come upon me, and then my life will be completely successful. These gopis, they have given everything up for the sake of serving Krishna. Ya dushyajam swajana maryam patam chahitva. They gave up all family relations, left everything behind, had no personal consideration whatsoever. These things are impossible for ladies in Vedic society to give up their chastity to their husbands, their dedication to their family and to society. But the gopis have no consideration whatsoever for this, and they completely abandoned all of these attachments to serve Krishna. So exalted is their position. And who were they serving? Bejur Makunda Padavim Shruti Bir Vimrityam. Even the Shrutis, the Vedas, personified all the greatest saints and sages in the universe. They're searching after this Krishna. But these gopis, they have given up everything to serve Krishna. So Uddhava prayed in this way, in the most humble manner, because he realized that in comparison to his own position, even though, as we are hearing, Krishna is telling that no one is as dear to you as me, O Uddhava. But Uddhava's position is that no one can compare to the gopis praying for Krishna. So Uddhava begged in this way that he would be blessed by simply a particle of the dust of their lotus feet.
Why he wanted to be like creeper or blade of grass or grass? Why he wanted?
So that he could take the dust from the lotus feet of the gopis upon him.
When is Krishna with gopis? Are gopis are going to meet Krishna? Oh, so at that time in the way, they will put their feet on the crosses, and my life will be successful. So where are gopis and their love and affection for Krishna? And where is Uddhava, myself? He is also telling, what? Javai Sri Archit Ajadi Bhiya Tokamai Yogeshvare Vidhi Sadatmani Rasurushya Krishna Shatad Bhagavat Charnar Bindam Tanay Sushvari Hrit. What is the meaning?
Sri Uddhav Ji, he is praying. Yavai Sri Ajitam Ajadi Vi Apta Kamae Yogeshwara Api Sadatmani Rasa Gostam Krishnasya Tad Bhagavata Chanarandam Nyastam Kucheshu Vijaru Parirabhyatavam. That, just see, Yavai Sri Lakshmi Devi herself, she is doing the archan of Krishna's lotus feet. But how? Not directly in her heart. She has left everything to go to Balvan, and there, or by mind, she's thinking about the lotus feet of Krishna. It is very difficult for Lakshmi Devi to attain. Yavai Shri Atitam Ajadivir Aptakamai.
And many
Jabis, Sriyayu.
Archita Ajadevi. But many? All the Aptakame, all the rishis who are self-satisfied, all they have no material desire at all. They are pure. And they also desire to serve lotus feet of Krishna.
No,
but
no,
they,
no.
But they cannot do. They have to do archan.
Oh. Sri, Mane Lakshmi. Oh. Brahma, Ajar, and Shankar all are touching the feet of Lakshmi. And that Lakshmi what do? He wants doing his charities to serve Krishna. But she cannot. Though Brahma and Shankar all are archie, doing person of Lakshmi. But she wants, what she wants? To serve Krishna and to come in the Rasa Leela. But Krishna rejected her. And that lotus feet for now you should be there.
Yogeshwara Apisadatmani Rasa Gostam. Those who Yogeshwara, the great masters of mystic power, like Shukadeva Goswami, Mahadev, and many others, they also desire the service of Krishna. But it is very hard for them. Though they have sadatmani, though their hearts are pure, completely uncontaminated, yet they cannot attain this service. But what happened? Rasa Gostam Krishna Sita Bhagavata Charanaravinda. At the time of Rasa Leela, then, oh, those lotus feet of Krishna, not by worship, indirectly, but directly, the gopis of Vrindavan, they worship the lotus feet of Krishna. How? Of the gopis, they take the lotus feet of Krishna upon their breast. And the heat of their praying, their calm for Krishna, was satisfied by keeping their, by Krishna keeping the, his lotus feet on their breast. But actually the deep meaning, more than that. Not even though Lakshmi Devi, by mind, it is very difficult for her to do archana of the lotus feet of Krishna. But the lotus feet of Krishna, they're doing the seva, puja of the breast of gopis of Vrindavan. And when Krishna took, clicked his lotus feet on the breast of gopis of Vrindavan, parirabhyatapam, it was Krishna's desire which was fulfilled. And it was the burning calm in his heart which was satisfied by keeping his lotus feet on the breast of gopis. And therefore, they are so glorious.
Thank you. And then to talk, began to weep and cry, and then lost. He told, "Vande Nanda Brajai Srina Padare Numa Vishnasa Jasam Hari Pato Dhita Unati Bhuvana Chayam." Can you? Anyone? Can you? Try. So gradually we are going up and up. What will be our aim and object of our sadhana? I know that rare will collect this, but even then we are telling that you should have some greed for this.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on the meaning of this verse spoken by Uddhav. Bande Nanda Braje Strinam. Nanda Braj, Braj of Nanda Maharaj, his son, their beloveds, the gopis. Uddhav is offering his dandavat pranams, his ardent prayers, his bandana. Bande Nanda Braje Strinam. Padarenam apikshnasam. He wants to take the dust of their lotus feet on his head. He realizes that he's not qualified to touch the dust of their lotus feet. So he prays then in the direction of their lotus feet. And he prays for one particle of dust. If I can get one particle of dust, he's begging, let that particle be the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And if I cannot get that dust, the direction of that dust in my heart, then I want the dust of the lotus feet of her sakis, of her maidservants. Sri Rupa Manjari is also the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So Uddhava wants to be a servant of the servant of Srimati Radhika. Krishna sent him to Braj in order to have him enter the school of the gopis.
Oh, thank you. No, Krishna Das. Thank you. Krishna, Krishna Kripa. Krishna.
Krishna Govinda, 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 Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Hey, 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 hey
Because I cannot digest. So only one dust. So from where dust? One. Gopis are so many. But he selected in his mind that one gopi, Radhika, and feed dust one of Srimati Radhika. So he was doing bandana. And he told that, oh gopis, you have conquered Krishna, controlled Krishna in all respect. Krishna is now know of him, Krishna, but now he has become totally to you, you. Virahi Mahabharata. What he told in Virah, separation mode. I cannot tolerate. I am not able to tell all these things to Krishna. Even Krishna may die. I have class of your separation mood is there. So you are Mahabhaga. More than Yudhishthira, more than Uddhav, more than Giriraj Govardhan. So Mahabhaga. Mahan me, Angura. You have done so much mercy on me. But I am unfortunate, I cannot take all mercy. And he began to weep. So, he told like this. Rukmini Phat told, O Padme, the wife of Kans, you don't know glories of gopis. You tell that they have not given umbrella suits to Krishna to go after cows. You don't know. You are shameless and also have no heart. You are very cruel. You tell that Krishna went to cowherd without shoes and umbrellas and anything. And they never gave any bread or butter to Krishna. They banded to Krishna because you don't know what is love and affection. So, all the calamities, all the problems came on Braja, Putana, she came. Aghasu came. Bakasur camp, Keshi Dajya. All came in brush and they were giving so much trouble and difficulties to Braja. But for these gopis were thinking that Krishna is not guilty for this. Never that thing thought that from when Krishna is taken birth in Gokul, Kusana and so many demons are coming and they are doing so much upadrava.
Chaos. Chaos, calamity,
disturbance. They never accused Krishna for it. But they are telling that, always whatever they did, only to please Krishna, to love Krishna. There is no one equal to them in love and affection. They are unique in this world. Varun came, Indra came, and he wanted to demolish whole Braja by rain, by his Vajra, thunderbolt. Jamalarjan came, they wanted to crush Krishna. But gopis wanted, what wanted? That Krishna should be Mangalam. Mangalam bhavatu Krishnasya Mangalam bhavatu. Kalyanam bhavatu. Whatever do, they worship Giriraj Govardhan or any Narayan or others. Narayan, be pleased to serve, to save Krishna like this. So, how gopis and Brajavasis were so high class of devotees of Krishna and Radhika. Then, this is glory of gopis. But what glory most? Bansi karani patita kalitam sikhandam prastancha pitavasanam brajarajasum jasya kataksha sargat vimurchitasya tangradika paricharami kadarasi. Krishna is himself told, napariham nirvaddasanjula. I cannot repay you all gopis. Never and never. I cannot give up of any of my devotees, even sadhak. And if I have left your father, mother, sister, wealth, reputation, worldly dharma, adharma, I have left for. I cannot do that. So I cannot repeat. Never and never. He has told himself. So I pray you to be merciful to me that only by your activities I may be debtless. Debtless.
Free from debt.
Free from debt. Your debt. Krishna has accepted me. And why? Now, who is praying this? Panshikaran. Prabhudhananda Saraswati. In all Gop and Gopis, Srimati Radhika is prominent. Not other than Krishna. She is also, Krishna has become himself, Radhika. So, Prabodhananda is praying, Bansi Karani Patita. Only by the crooked,
quite long line
of Radhika, what became Krishna? He was going to cowherd. But in a glance, and this was like arrow, and she suited to Krishna. And that arrow went straight in the
heart of Krishna.
And what became? From his hand flowed.
Spells out.
What flowed? You know? Brahma and all others are attracted. All gopis are attracted. By this flow, hearing the sweet sound of it, all gopis from their houses who were serving their husband, cooking and others, the left everything. Even chapati on? It was burning. And milk was
boiling.
And it was also going. But gopis left all their duty and they come. But Radhika, that fruit which controlled all gopis even, and it fell down from the hands of Krishna. Vanshi karandi pavita. Shkalitam shikhandam. In night also, in day also, all time Bansi and this peacock feather is always in the heads of Krishna. Oh. At once, Krishna began to fall down and he found consciousness. At that time, this peacock feather
also fell.
Where fall?
Radhika.
And Pita Vasanam, his chadar.
Slide down.
Jasya Kataksha Ghata Vimukta. And Krishna became totally unconsciousness. When Radhika will sprinkle his mercy on me, that I will serve Radhika with her rasa. What rasa? Prem, snehe, maan, pranay, raag, anubhav, helping her. And what to tell Radhika, even, or his kinkari. Kinkari means? What doing? Jata kinkari subhausa, khalukak mani, nityam parasya purushasya shikhanda mauli. Jasya kataksha sarghat, vishubhan jaya, kenji mauli. Or sometimes Radhika was in sulky mood. And he was in the grove. His she told in order, Rukmanjani others, oh, guard me. Go on the gate of Kunja. And when cheater black will come, you should stop him on the door. Don't let him come in my grove. And what they did, when Krishna black cheater came, oh, Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari, they were standing. And oh, you cannot come here. Unless Radha will order. Now she is so serious and angry to you. Return back. You return back to Mathura, where all Jadvi are there. Or you can return to Chandravati. Go. Don't come here. No? And Krishna was what doing? Oh, please excuse me. And he was keeping his head on the lotus feet of gopis. What to tell Radhika? Their kinkari. So how Radhika is there? How? I want to be a stick of the broom by which the kunj is. To clear the kunj, I want to be one stick even. How glorious are they? And in them, what? Tambular Pranapada Maradam Payodana Visharadivi Maheshwarin Satipatan Yosto Shayanti Priya Prana Presati Siru Pumanjari Mukhatadda. By all activities, Tambur, serving Radha Krishna Jugal or Radhika by Tambur. Activities that they are meeting Radha and Krishna together. Pada Sambhan, messaging Radha and Krishna, even Radhika. More what doing? Payadan, Pavisharadi. Doing all these things. And they are serving. Who? Rukmanjari Mukha. The maidservant of Radhika, Rukmanjari. Oh, I am taking shelter in Lord's feet. Lord's feet of. Because they can give all these things. No one can give this thing. And after this, I am also going down in the lotus feet of Sri Rup Manjari Mukha Dasika, that they should sprinkle their mercy to me. And after that, I don't know anything. Gaur Prema. Now, play drama play at once without delay.
I want all the devotees who collected bhiksha today after the Vajraya, you can now come forward and offer your arms to Srila Gurudev. So all the devotees, please come and offer your arms to Srila Gurudev while we're waiting for the drama to be prepared.
What's he telling?
One lady wants to sing.
Two times.
Oh, yes, yes, come. Can come? Oh, at once you should come.
Hare Krishna. So, Srila Gurudev, mercifully.